So Twitter has just seen a fresh exodus of employees, coming out of a situation that others around the world are seeing as something of a test case. The fresh wave of departures came as the company hit a deadline set by billionaire owner Elon Musk for remaining staff to commit to being extremely hardcore or leave the company. What does extremely hardcore mean? This former employee says, it's working very long hours.
I think there is very, very few people alive that can work an 80-hour week and remain at the top level of performance. And I think that long hours are not a completely true view of great work. I think it's very old school. I worked at Twitter for a lengthy period, both in the UK and the US. I mean, in the UK, I probably worked longer hours because you dealt with the time zone change. So I think probably on average, you were looking at sort of 9 to 10 hours on any given day. But it was a Monday to Friday arrangement. Most of the time you didn't work weekends. You maybe picked up a few things, but you were looking more at 50 hours a week rather than 80 hours a week. And an extra 30 is very, very hard to come by.
A senior tech reporter with Business Insider, Callie Hayes, has been telling the BBC more about the challenges facing those who've been working at Twitter since Elon Musk took over.
He's been actually emailing them quite a bit lately, but on Tuesday, he sent, you know, what's come to be sort of an expected missive from him, more or less telling them how things were going to be, you know, and if they wanted to work for Twitter in the coming months, years, etc., under his leadership, they needed to tell him so, and he gave them a link to click on. That was apparently the only option was yes. So if you clicked the link, you could only click yes. But it was a commitment to him specifically to be loyal to the company, to work extremely hard, to fulfill his mandate of returning to the office, to work very long hours, to sort of just deal with, you know, the continued chaos that Twitter is going through under Musk.
Yeah.
And if you didn't agree to that, you could effectively consider yourself laid off, fired, resigned, etc. As of right now, I've heard that, you know, several hundred people did not sign up for this. They did not click the link and say, yes, I want to work for the extremely hardcore Twitter 2.0 under Elon Musk. So, and a lot of people sought legal advice about this. And basically, I think the lawyers advised people by and large to just do nothing, to not sign up for this new style of work that Elon Musk was demanding. So it'll be interesting. I mean, definitely a few hundred people have not. And that would leave, let's say all those people do technically resign or are considered to have been fired, quit, etc. That would leave Twitter with way under 4,000 employees. So that means that it would be cut by more than half in just 3 weeks.
Yeah, Silicon Valley is looking at, you know, revolutionary ways for people to work. Have you ever seen anything like this before in one of the big tech companies there?
Oh, I mean, no. This is, it's definitely something else. And it really will prove out to be, I think, a test case for engineering culture, I think, in Silicon Valley in general. I mean, there's always been this sense that the more people you have, the more engineers you have, the faster you can work. And I think, you know, Musk right now is really putting that on trial. He's saying that, you know what, you do not need as many people as you can have to do this type of work, and I'm going to prove it to you. But so far, there are many, many teams inside Twitter who either were completely shut down or have literally one person left, and they're just kind of looking around like, what are we supposed to do?
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.